朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
今天我们要一起思想的题目叫做明辨是非。
Today we're going to think about judge yes and no。
我们最近在思想哥林多后书的这个系列正道。
We're thinking about the second Corinthian. We're in series of this book.
那今天我们是哥林多后书第二讲。
We're the second talk on second Corinthian.
我们知道哥林多后书呢是一卷很具有保罗自传风格的书信。
We know that second Corinthian is the most autobiographical of Pauline episodes.
从中我们可以看到保罗遭遇的患难挑战，也学习他如何来靠主得胜。
From it we can see the suffering and challenge about Paul encountered and learn how he prevailed in the Lord.
那么今天我们要看的这个第二讲呢是非常非常的有保罗个人性。
Today we'll talk, the second talk is very very personal to Paul.
这一段经文写作的原因是一件很小的事情。
The reason he wrote this episode is very, very a tiny matter.
那么在这封信之前，保罗曾经跟哥林多教会的信徒有讲过，他准备到他们那里去访问。
Before this, he wrote this letter. He did tell Christian in Corinth that he is going to visit them.
那他本来这个访问呢是准备是两次。
He originally planned a visit twice.
他从以弗所先坐船到他们哥林多那里。
He was going to take a boat from Ephesus to Corinth.
然后呢就北上这个马其顿。
And then go north to Macedonia.
然后从马其顿再回到哥林多，这样是两次的访问。
And then return to Corinth, but that's twice visited.
然后从哥林多就回犹太。
And then from Corinth go back to Judea.
但是后来呢因为某些原因，保罗就把他的行程更改为先去马其顿，然后到哥林多，两次短的访问变成一次长的访问。
For some reason, Paul changed his itinerary, so he went to Macedonia first and then to Corinth. So two visited changed to one.
那么就因为这样的一件事情
，And because of this,
在哥林多教会当中有这个保罗的敌人。就借此来攻击保罗，说他反复无常，说保罗不可靠。
So there were enemies of Paul in the Corinthian church who attacked Paul as capricious and unreliable.
那么今天这段经文呢，就是在这样的一个背景之下所写的。
So today's passage is written in this context.
弟兄姊妹们，是不是有点难以思议、不可想象
？So is it hard to imagine this?、
在圣经当中。居然记载了使徒保罗为自己一次行程更改所做的辩护。
In the Bible, it actually recorded that Paul changed his itinerary and he has to defend himself.
那这么一件小事情，他值得也要为自己去辩解、去维护吗
？It's such a small thing, and he still have to defend himself.
实际上从这背后我们看到，既然它是记载在圣经当中
So from the background we see that it's written in the Bible
那么一定有一个很重大特别的原因
It has been a reason behind it
这个原因就是一个属灵的征战
And the reason is that it is a spiritual war
我们知道那恶者对神的仆人的攻击是何等的猖狂
We know that the evil one attacks the servant of God very viciously.
可以说是无孔不入。
There's no place that didn't go.
寻找一切可能的这个攻击的借口。
It will find all the attackable place.
Yeah, 我们知道这个撒旦的名字又有一个 称呼叫做什么？叫做控告者，对不对？
We know that Satan have another name named accuser.
那么保罗面对的是更多教会里面一些信徒对他的控告。
So Paul is facing the believers in the church of Corinth to attack him.
实际上背后乃是那撒旦恶者对他的控告。
But behind it is the Satan, the accuser, attacking him.
那这也不是一个简单的人与人之间的这样的一个争斗。
It's not only between people fight.
这乃是一个属灵的征战。
It is a spiritual warfare.
那么今天我们就一起来看一下这段的经文。
Today we are going to read this, see this text.
那保罗在这一段为他自己的这个辩解当中呢，至少讲到三点。
In his defense, in Paul's defense, he mentioned three points.
第一点，他讲到他说他的对哥林多这个访问乃是经过周全的计划。
He said that the first one is his visit was thoroughly planned.
然后呢，他讲到，他说他的这个访问已经有一个真切的保证。
His visit was truthfully promised.
第三点，他的这样一个访问也是得到了很合理的推迟。
The third point that his visit was thoughtfully postponed.
那我们再说一次，这不是一个简单的，只是一封人间的往来，说我要改变我的计划。这里面每一点上都有这个属灵的原因和属灵的教导在其中。
So, I want to emphasize, it's not just a very small personal letter. It is behind it is a lot of spiritual reasons and a lot of points in there.
那就让我们一点一点的来看。
So we are going to go through one by one.
那首先一点呢？保罗讲到他的这个访问乃是经过了一个周全的计划。
The first point is that Paul mentioned that his visit was thoroughly planned.
Yeah. 那对这一点他有三方面的辩解。
On this point, he has three defenses.
首先是一个基于良心的辩解。
The first one is defense based on conscience.
保罗说我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实，在世为人，不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩惠，像你们更是这样。
Paul said that for our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God and more abundantly toward you.
保罗说虽然哥林多教会里面有人在攻击我。
Paul said that even though in the church of Corinth some people are attacking me,
但是我们的良心来为我们做这个见证。
But our conscience is bearing witness for us.
我们是怎样在世来行事为人，凭着神的圣洁与诚实。
How do we conduct ourselves in this world? We are doing it according godly purity and honesty.
经过良心的考证，保罗说我问心无愧。
After bare conscience.He said that I have nothing to be afraid from my conscience.
那请大家注意啊，在这个地方，保罗讲到他的问心无愧。
When Paul said I have nothing to fear from my conscience,
和提摩太前书第一章十五到十六节那个地方保罗的一个宣告一点都不矛盾。
So it's not contradictory to what Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 1.Verse 15 to 16.
有的弟兄姊妹可能记得，在提摩太前书第一章那里，保罗有一个什么样的宣告呢
？So some brother and sister may remember what that Paul said in First Timothy chapter 1:15 to 16.
在那里他说，在罪人当中，我是个什么？罪魁。
There Paul said that I'm the chief among the sinners.
那在那个地方，他说罪人当中我是个罪魁呀、啊。你要注意啊，我们中文的时态看不出来。在原文当中的时态非常的明显，用的不是过去时，不是现在完成时，用的是一般现在时。
So when he claimed that I'm the chief among the sinners, the tense that he was using is present tense, not past, not future. It's a present, ongoing thing.
他说在众人当中我一直是个罪魁，到现在我还是罪魁，就这个意思。
So what he's saying that among sinners I am and I was I am I'm still a chief sinners.
这也是很不可思议的一句话。
It's hard to imagine.
他是使徒，他是神所重用的仆人。
He is apostle, he is highly used by God.
但是他很谦卑地说，他说我比其他的人罪恶更大。
But he humbly said, I'm the chief sinners.
啊，那么在这个地方，保罗他又讲，他说我问心无愧，我的良心来为我做见证。
But here Paul said, I have nothing to fear from my conscience. My conscience bear witness for me.
请问大家，保罗是不是自相矛盾？
So I ask you, is Paul contradictory to himself?
不是自相矛盾。
No, it's not self-contradictory.
他是在讲两件不同的事情。
He's talking about two different things.
在他的罪性，在他的跟神的这个关系上面，他知道他有许许多多的亏欠。
In the sin nature and in his dealing with God, he is a lot of lacking in this.
但是同时在那些人指控污蔑他的这些事情上面，
But among those people who's attacking and slandering him,
他知道那些是假的。
He knows those are false.
他的良心也知道那是假的。
His conscience also knows those accusations are false.
弟兄姊妹们，人的良心很特别，有两方面的作用。
Brothers and sisters, the conscience has two effects.
啊，有的时候我们的良心指出我们是有罪的。
Sometimes our conscience tells us we are sinning.
哎，人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
If you know what is good but don't do it, and that's sin.
哎，你的良心告诉你应该去做这件事情，但是我们不做，太多了，对不对？我们每个人都有这样的情形。
If your conscience tells you,
知道去做没有做。
Conscience tells you need to do it but you don't do it, then we have a lot of us have that experience, right?
在那个时候，我们的良心就定我们的罪了。
And at that point, our conscience is pointing to our sins.
但同时，人的良心还有另一方面的功效。
But our conscience has another effect.
我们的良心有的时候也会见证我们的无辜。
Our conscience sometimes witnesses our innocence.
所以我们中国人有句话叫“扪心自问”，摸着良心说话，对不对？
Sometimes Chinese are saying that we hold to our conscience and say, touch our heart and say,
yeah. 那这个时候，保罗就讲说，我摸着良心说，他们对我的这个诽谤攻击是假的。
So Paul is here saying that my conscience bear witness that their attacks are false.
我们行事为人不是靠人的那些的所谓的聪明啊。
Our behavior is not depend on human
这个英文的翻译 fleshly wisdom 就属肉体的那些聪明，那些狡诈。
We're not depending on fleshly wisdom.
我们靠的是神的恩惠。
We depend on God's grace.
在你们面前更是这样子，没有那些人的这些狡诈在里面。
Especially so among you people, there's no fleshly wisdom.
那么第二点，除了基于良心的辩解，保罗下面两节说，还有一个叫基于品格的辩解。
So the second point is defense based on character.
我们现在写给你们的话啊，并不外乎你们所念。时间的关系，我们就不把这每一处的经文都念了。
For now, I'm writing you not writing you any other things because of time. We are not going to read the whole thing.
那保罗在这里跟哥林多教会继续讲，他说除了我的良心为我做见证，你们实际上也知道我的为人品格到底是怎样的。
Paul is saying here that besides our conscience, my conscience is bearing witness for me, you also know what kind of person, what is my character.
保罗曾经在哥林多教会牧养多长时间呢？
How long did Paul shepherd at the Church of Corinth?
18个月，一年半的时间。
18 months, a year and a half.
这在保罗的宣教旅程当中实在是不短的一个时期了。
It's not a short time.In Paul's ministry,
保罗在他们中间出入。
Paul is going in and out with them.
服侍。
Serve them.
传讲主的话语。
Spreading gospel words.
那么这些人他们认识知道保罗是一个什么样的人？
They all know what kind of person Paul was.
保罗说：“我现在写给你们的话，我给你们写信也是一样，跟我的为人是一样的，也是你们所认识的。”
Paul is saying.Right now, writing to you is the same. The person is the same as you know.
那保罗呢，也盼望他们到底还是能够真正的认识、明白保罗是一个怎么样的人。
And Paul is hoping that they know exactly what kind of person Paul is.
为什么呢？因为教会里面有些弟兄姊妹受了那些蛊惑分子的迷惑。
Why did Paul say that? Because some people in the church was influenced by the bad people.
那么他们开始怀疑保罗。
They start to doubt Paul.
他一贯的这些的品行。
They doubt Paul's character.
所以他们说，哎，保罗这个人怎么好像我们不认识了
？They are saying how come Paul is not the same person we know.
实际上不是保罗他们不认识了。
It's not Paul that they did not know.
恰恰相反，是教会当中的一些蛊惑分子他们不认识了。
On the contrary, it's those bad people try to influence them that they did not know.
原来那些人表现出来的是一种的样式。
Originally, they show us one kind of person.
但是当属灵征战当中被那恶者利用的时候，这些人突然表现出来了另外一种的面目。
So during a spiritual warfare, these people is used by the evil ones, and they became another kind of person.
因此，他们就引诱一些的弟兄姊妹，不坚固的受到迷惑的弟兄姊妹，就开始去怀疑保罗的为人。
So the influence of the unstable people.Start to doubt Paul.
所以保罗为哥林多教会的信徒的祷告就是到底你们还是要认识我们能够以我们夸口
So Paul's prayer for the Christian in Corinth is that you know us and boast for us
好像我们在主耶稣的日子以你们夸口
Just like we boast you in the days of the Lord Jesus
保罗说原来我们是这样的亲密
Paul said we were so dear to each other
互相以对方来夸口
We boast for, among each other
我们在主里面是一家人是同工是战友
We are one family in the Lord and we fight together
但是现在怎么突然好像不认识了一样
But how come all of a sudden is that you don't know me
那些蛊惑人的人
Those try to influence people
故意用保罗他讲到两次行程变成一次行程本来就是一个行程的一个改变而已
They use the change of itinerary
把这个扭曲成为攻击保罗他的品格的一个污点
twisted it and then used it to attack Paul's character、
我在出来服侍不久
when I just became a pastor not long
那么就有听到有的牧师的这个分享我很感动
I heard some pastors sharing I was so touched
后来我又不止一次听到别的地方的同工对别的牧师的这个长辈的牧者对其他的牧师的这个评价。
And later on, I heard some elder pastors comment on other pastors.
那都是同样一句话。
It's the same phrase.
这位牧师他在教会牧养很多年，临走的时候他自己做一个总结。
So this pastor pastor church for a very long time when before he left he wrote a summary.
他说。我有缺点，但是感谢神，在神的面前扪心自问，我没有污点。
So this pastor say, I have a weakness, but before God, I can say I don't have blemish.
这个缺点和污点是有本质区别的。
The weakness and is different from blemish.
我们人都是有罪的，我们都是有很多很多的软弱，都是有很多属肉体的东西。
We are people. We are sinners. We have a lot of weakness, a lot of flesh things.
但是当有人往我们身上去抹黑泼脏水的时候
，But when people try to make it black and pour dirty water on us，
把神的仆人要污名化的时候
，They make a bad name of us。
传道人要说，感谢神，扪心自问，我没有污点。
The pastor need to say。When I ask my conscience, I don't have blemish.
那您知道吗？在有的教会里面，就牧师讲出这句话的时候，有人连这句话都去扭曲。
But sometimes in the church, when pastors say this, some people twist this word.
当牧师说自己有缺点、没有污点的时候，别人就说：“哦，你看这个牧师说自己没有瑕疵。”
So when pastors say I have weakness but no blemish, but some people twist it and say the pastor say he's perfect, no blemish.
就把这个牧师的话完全扭曲说你看这个牧师是何等骄傲的人
So they twisted and say the pastor is such a proud person
弟兄姊妹们保罗在这里是不是他很骄傲他不认错
Brothers and sisters is Paul very proud here that he does not acknowledge his fault
或者甚至从另外一个角度讲有人会说保罗你何苦你至于吗
So from the other angle you can say thatWhy, Paul, did you do this? It's not worth it.
这么一件小事情，那么哥林多教会有人攻击你。
It's such a small thing when people in Corinth attack you.
你就闭口不言嘛，你还值得为自己去辩解，还写到圣经里来了。
You don't need to even answer. Why do you defend yourself and even write in the Bible?
我们知道，如果保罗是为了他自己辩解，只是出于个人的缘故的话，那么他绝对不会这样去做，更不会写到圣经里面。
So we know that if Paul is only defending himself for his personal reason, it would not be in the Bible.
后面我们会看到保罗更是求神来为他做见证。
And later on, we'll see that Paul asked God to be his witness.
他不是为了自己的名声，但是为了教会的缘故，是为了福音的缘故。
He's not for his own personal reason. He's for the sake of the church and for the sake of gospel.
保罗更不会为了息事宁人，就干脆说好，那我就什么都不讲。
So Paul will not say, okay, for just to put things over, I will not say anything.
您注意，有的时候我们需要什么都不讲。
Well, we need to pay attention that sometimes we need to just to be silent.
但是也有的时候需要勇敢地站出来。
But sometimes we need to come out and stand out.
我记得还在神学院读书的时候。
When I was in a student in the seminary.
我们神学院里面的教授给我们这些未来要去做牧师传道人的这些年轻神学生讲过一句话。
So all the seminary professors told all the future pastors one thing.
我很感谢神的一点，就是我们那个神学院不但是非常的强调在主里面的这样一种的学术的严谨。
So I give thanks to God. The seminary I went not only pay attention to the disciple the Bible.
所有的这个教授都要有 PhD 的神学的博士的学位。
All the professors have PhD in theology.
而且每一位教授必须都要有牧会的经验。
And every professor has to have experience in pastoring a church.
平均是7年的经验。
Average is 7 years.
那我们有一位教授也是牧会多年，他就跟我们讲。
There's a professor, he pastored church very many years and he told us.
他说你在服侍教会、牧养的教会过程当中，或早或晚、或多或少，你一定会遇到有人去诽谤、攻击你。
He said that when you pastor a church, sooner or later,There will be people slandering you, trying to say bad things about you.
然后教授就跟我们讲一句话，他说：“如果你犯的错，你一定要认；如果你没有犯的错，你绝不要为了息事宁人而去认。”
So the professor said, "If you made a mistake, you must acknowledge it. But if you did not make a mistake, do not acknowledge it, just to put the things down."
那么保罗在这里所做出来的。恰恰就是这样，为着福音的缘故，勇敢地站出来，不但是维护自己，而且是维护主的教会。
So Paul did exactly the same. He stand up and defend himself for the church and for gospel.
第三点，保罗的辩解更是基于事实的辩解。
The third point is that Paul's defense is based on fact.
保罗说：“我早就有意到你们那里去。”这样的一个心意也不是忽是忽非反复不定的。
So I intended to come to you before, I did not change my mind for nothing.
而且保罗这样做也是有充分的理由，而且他的这个行程也是确定的。
He has a good reason for doing this and his itinerary was set.
但是有些人却扭曲这样的一个事实。
But some people twisted the fact.
却去攻击保罗他的为人和品行。
To attack Paul's character.
但最终事实能够表明一切，事实也能够见证我们行事为人到底是如何的。
But the truth, the fact will witness for us our character and what kind of person we are.
那保罗说我这个访问不单是经过周全的计划，而且也有很真切的保证。
I have a solid.Thoroughly, the plan thoroughly, the visit was thoroughly planned, but also, I have truthfully promised.
Yeah. 那保罗在这里说，我的保证从三方面而来。
He said that I have three ways of promise.
Yeah. 第一个，我的这个是，我们前面讲到我们的题目叫做明辨是非啊啊。那么英文呢，不是 judge right and wrong, 是 judge yes and no.
Our title is.Judge yes and no.
那保罗说，首先父神为我做见证，有一个字叫是 yes.
So the first thing is the yes from God the Father.
他说，我只是信实神说，我向你们所传的道，并没有似而又非的。
But as God is faithful, our word to you was not yes and no.
那在基督里坚固我们和你们的，并且高我们的，就是神。
Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们所传的道不是又是 yes 又是 no， 没有这样子的。
Brother and sister, the gospel we are spreading is not both yes and no.
神的话语是清清楚楚的 ，yes 就是 yes， no 就是 no。
God's word is very clear. Yes is yes, no is no.
我们要传正直的道。
We need to spread the righteous gospel.
也要做正直的人。
We need to be a righteous person.
这两者是密切相关的。
These two are related.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将“活在耶稣里”事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。